Bumped my nose a couple of times. I ain't sick. I just my nose running.
Well, you better go catch it. Got him.
Welcome to the pod, everybody. week four in the books, huh?
Week four down. Flex week.
Flex week. The top two teams, Arizona Canyon Lickers and the Philly Underdogs, covered 135-109 for the Arizona Canyon Lickers. Just pretty much everybody went off on his team except Stephon Diggs. That's fine. He had four guys over 22 points. So that is classic rig behavior. Meanwhile, he got out defense and kickered just slightly. Not enough. Marvin Jones putting up a big fat looking zero on Tyree's side. So that ain't great. Mark Andrews, career low, 2.5 points. Don't know if that's true, but.
Yeah, I mean, he probably did worse this rookie year once.
Oh, well. Tyree lost. Went.
So Big Rig had, like, Diggs, Kittle, and Waddle all flop and still puts up 135.
Yeah. Anybody want to, like, trade him for some of his players so he can, like, dismantle this team real quick?
Dude, Jesus Christ, he had Miles Sanders put up 28 on his bench. Oh, my God. What a roster.
Yeah, imagine your bench outscoring Wes, who we'll talk about right now, putting up 53.2 to Ottawa's 118.28, and Ottawa covers.
Yeah, Daddy.
I think I'm using that right.
I covered, yes.
For sure. Does every winning team cover?
No.
No. All right. Now, anyway,
the ones that were underdogs do.
No, underdogs didn't cover. Dots wins 118-53.2. Mainly because
it just was like perfect timing and caught me off guard. Daddy put up the second lowest score on the year, I think.
Yeah, at this point, I haven't even tracked it in the all time lowest score list, but it's probably down there, probably bottom six for sure. Behind the unstoppable Carson Wentz, who looked very stoppable against the Cowboys. No players on his team put up over 10 points, and only two put up over 7 points. Ottawa, James Robinson, still doing better than JT on a down week.
Dude, nothing made me happy. Like, I mean, it sucked that James Robinson put up 2.9. But I was at the game, you know, so I wasn't really following. And then I was like, man, what did JT do this week? He's probably going to pass me. And I look over, and he has 2.8.
What a trade. What a fucking great trade. Chris Olave playing in the London game went off for 67 yards and a touchdown. So big ups there. And when do you trade Kyle Pitts? Because that guy fucking stinks like dog shit.
Dude, that's the thing that's so frustrating is he's still really fucking good, but they're not using him. It doesn't make any sense. Like, if you just watch them play and you watch him, he's really good. He's so talented, though. Like, he's
Kyle Pitts for Tyler Conklin straight up.
But Kyle Pitts is so good at football. It has to change at some point. Like, they have to start throwing him the ball. They started last week. I don't know what happened.
Allentown Audi boys covering against the Iowa Wheat Farmers. 113.6 to 91.7, who actually has Justin Herbert putting up 21 points. Zeke, Derrick Henry did his thing that he always used to do. Tyreek Hill doing the thing that he always does. Amari Cooper doing the thing where he always does and puts up 1.4. And Travis Kelce doing his thing, 19.7. All these players performed exactly how you expected. I'm going to bet that he was projected 113.6. Let me go back and check.
I think he was a little bit lower than that. I mean,
I don't know how to go back and check on the app.
I don't know if he even can.
Probably not.
Oh, wait. Actually, I have one idea.
Doesn't matter.
You can.
Once again, as is every week, and we say it every week. Audi boys have nobody on their bench doing anything, so this dude is lucky that his starting lineup is staying healthy so far. Iowa, on the other side, Matt Stafford really dicking down this team. 6.7 points, and he is currently quarterback 28 on the year. Saquon Barkley still being old school Saquon Barkley, and the Breece Hall takeover finally happened, out touching Michael Carter by a fuck ton. Wasn't enough to overtake the Audi boys, though, so RIP Cordero Patterson, Rashad Bateman is meh, and Cooper Kupp still doing being Cooper Kupp.
Well, a couple of things there. I'm assuming Breece Hall is just he's locked in now. He's the guy.
He's the guy.
And with Bateman, he got hurt this week. Did that happen? Did he miss a lot of the game because of injury, or is that just?
I was driving all day. I didn't watch anything.
He got hurt in the fourth quarter, so he just did bad before that anyway.
It was a big time travel day for me. Yeah, but Breece Hall had 17 rushing attempts and 6 targets, so 23 opportunities. We love to see it.
We love to see it.
Next up, we have Iowa or Longcox River Plant covering against the Mississippi Meat Hooks.
Definitely covered.
Definitely covered. What did he even do? How did he score 105? Oh, because of Rashad Penny. Rashad Penny, the defense and kicker.
Literally those three where that was his team.
More points than Wes.
And Josh Reynolds.
Holy fuck. Why did he start? That's amazing.
No, actually, he was a good start. I started him in another league because Amon-Ra and DJ Chark were both out. He was their number one wide receiver.
That is wild. J.K. Dobbins, though, on his bench, first game back. Second game back, actually, right?
Why didn't he start J.K. Dobbins?
Remember
when we were yelling at him for starting Tony Pollard over J.K. Dobbins, and J.K. Dobbins outscored him by 19?
He still won and put up more points than me, so I can't really talk too much shit, but yeah, Joe Mixon's on his bench too.
Yeah, we were saying you need to start Mixon and Dobbins, and he just didn't. He could have put up like 140.
He actually probably put up more points the way he said it.
No.
Well, he wouldn't have started Rashad Penny then, and Rashad Penny outscored them. So now he still would have put up more points, but regardless. Play your studs. Lesson of the day.
Yeah.
Trevor on the other side. Kirk Cousins putting up 12 points. He's quarterback 18 on the year now. Javonte Williams, RIP, torn ACL, done for the year.
Dude, that's one thing. Like, is Trevor just done now?
Thinking about me trading away 1 point TP, and then now you have that.
Oh, wait, do I have that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. All right, silver lining for Dots in this Trevor situation. Pat Freiermuth still doing Pat Freiermuth things. Marquise Brown, solid. You know, just a solid game from all these players. Didn't make very good start sit decisions looking through his bench, but that's fine. Longcox covers. Next matchup, the Robbie's team. I hate when I start with and then I try to say his team because it's the only one that doesn't work.
Yeah,
the I hate OBJ.
The fighting I hate OBJs.
Change the team name.
The I hate football OBJs.
What?
I don't know. You know, like the New York football Giants. Sorry. I tried.
It's bad. Anyway, I hate OBJ covers against Sacramento. Josh Jacobs was the story of the day here. 32 points, RB9 on the season.
Yeah, he did that. That'll be the one time he does that this year.
Well, he had 28 carries, 144 yards, and the Raiders get their first win.
Yeah. Leonard Fournette had -3 rushing yards, but 14.9 points.
We love to see that.
That's exciting.
And DJ Moore finally had, not shit day.
Yeah, but he had 6 catches for 50 yards on, 13 targets.
Well, what can you expect when Baker's quarterback?
Yeah, so he's, still bad, but he got a ton of volume. Mm-hmm. Turned it into 9 points.
Yeah, so solid games, I guess, here. Deontay Johnson doing bad. That whole Steelers team is bad. But on the other side, Sacramento, Tom Brady putting up 25, accounting for a third of Q's points. And the other third coming from not his defense. Yeah, just average plays the whole way through his roster. Jared Everett had a touchdown, so that's exciting. Ramondre Stevenson, did he have a little takeover?
No, no, they like exactly split with Damian Harris. So it's what you expect from New England.
Yeah.
They both get even touches and neither of them are very good.
But it's happening. Big fat Ramondre Stevenson is working his way to being the full-time starter.
Is he, though?
I think.
I don't know. I think it's just a complete even timeshare.
You never know. Oh, wait. One thing I want to cover with we'll get to it later. Never mind. Anyway, I hate it with Jay. Covers. Last matchup here. Process Trusters versus the John Terrier Sawbears. And Process Trusters cover. Nice.
Buttons put up 143, even though he started Alvin Kamara, who was rolled out before the game.
Yeah, I did that in the same league, and I also won. So maybe it was good luck to start an injured Alvin Kamara. but TJ Hawkinson, what?
Yeah, TJ Hawkinson came out of nowhere.
God fucking
that,
damn.
That game was just ridiculous.
Are you kicking anyone, me in the fucking sack right now? Jesus Christ.
Anyone in that game.
Can I ever make just, a good trade?
Probably not, but that's another thing. Like, Hawkinson did that for the one time this year. He'll never do that again. It was one of those games where anyone who was alive in that game had a good week.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm glad I can contribute to John's loss here a little bit by giving up Jalen Hurts and TJ Hawkinson to Buttons. but yeah, Jonathan Taylor, story of the week here, 2.8 points.
Yeah, what? Less than James Robinson.
He fucking stinks worse than Kyle Pitts, dude.
Dude, it's another one of the situations where he's really fucking good, but his situation sucks now.
Mm-hmm. So, fire Frank Reich. Fire Chris Ballard.
I'm in.
Yeah, so Christian McCaffrey got a lot of garbage time points and ended up with a decent game, but still not a good offense. And I don't know if his RB6 right now is going to be sustainable. So John's bench had decent – he had players hit or miss on his bench. Jahan Dotson get another tutter.
So, yeah, but yeah. He's hurt. He got hurt.
Jahan?
Yeah. Not bad. Like maybe a week or two out.
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks did Brandon Cooks things.
Anyhow. BT covers.
he does cover.
I don't really know what I'm saying there. I just said everybody covered. So
I honestly think they all did because like none of the matchups were close.
Hey. You want to know something cool? That was the first segment we just recorded on this pod. We don't have to rearrange some shit and make it all weird like last week's.
Nice.
If anybody caught that, which it was hard not to catch because it was very obvious.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, I have no idea.
Catch what?
So let's see how it affects the power rankings here. Damn it, Wes. We all knew it was going to happen.
Oh, no. Did it happen?
It happened. By a lot. Like, he's not even close to being anywhere like close to the 11. We did might rank him 13.
Did he forget to text you this week and say, I better not be last in the power rankings?
He didn't even. He has no dignity left. So. yeah, he is 12th in the power rankings. Might as well be 13th. So we'll skip 12 and go right up to – well, Wes, in the past 3 weeks, has 231 points, lowest in the league, and kind of where we expected him to be at this point. I think he outperformed himself the first couple weeks, but maybe we'll see how his season keeps going. But I expect it to be pretty bad.
Well, it's like I said last week, he had what looked to be like the best week he can have because his good players did good and his bad players didn't do terrible, and he still lost by like 20. So I was kind of thinking, how is he ever going to win? And he puts up 53 this week, and you ask the question, how is he going to win?
Yeah, so one of two teams still winless. The other winless team, number 11, Sacramento, hasn't won a game yet. And how the mighty have fallen. These two won the championship together a couple years back, and now look at them.
Well, they got divided, and their power got split evenly. So now they have two half teams.
Combined, they put up 113 or 130 last week, which would not have been enough to beat like Aragona and Process Trusters, that said.
Yes.
Anyway, Sacramento, another team that hasn't put up over 100 yet this year. And, Wes is the lowest scoring team of the last 3 weeks. And Sacramento has 1 more point than 0.6 more points than him. So
rough. Dead heat. It's a dead heat.
It is, but the only reason I said it wasn't even close, according to my calculation here, is because of the volatility of Wes having a couple high scoring games and low scoring games. Sacramento is at least like consistently shitty.
Yeah.
Right above that, dropping from 7 to 10, we got the Mississippi Meat Hooks. So, expansion team's fallen, and it doesn't help that Javonte Williams is out now, so they might continue to sputter.
Hey, I got their first round pick.
And you got the first round pick. Though they're not doing too bad in they're doing average in the league in terms of points scored over the last few weeks, so that's kind of surprising.
Yeah, but losing your best player when you're already not that good is pretty tough.
Yeah. And even getting the win this week and having a decent week, number 9 does not move, and Ottawa, you stay down at number 9.
What?
Yeah, sorry about it. Mainly, it's your 49-point week a couple weeks ago is still hurting you right now.
Yeah, I just need to get a couple good weeks, and I'll be fine.
Yeah. Say that didn't happen. Let's say you put up let's say you went from 49. Let's say you just put up, like, you know, 79, a respectable, just, like, shit game. You would rank – oh, still in the same spot. That sucks.
Anyway. That'd be good.
Yeah, so nothing we can do about that. Number 8 now, falling to number 5. 2 weeks falling in a row. Iowa hasn't won in 2 weeks. Two-game losing streak here. And, yeah, dropping to number 8 after putting up another subpar game, just slowly each week losing points, points scored. And similar to Trevor, kind of league average right now in points scored over the past few weeks, and it is what it is. But
I mean, you don't got a lot of depth going for you. You lost – it looks like Cordell Patterson's going to miss a decent amount of time.
I feel good about that because Raheem Mostert has taken over in Miami.
Yeah, and Rashad Bateman, he's questionable. He might miss like a week or two.
Well, I'm not even at this point. I think that he might be falling down my pecking order of wide receivers I feel comfortable starting right now.
Yeah,
like I'm starting to like Alec Pierce. He's getting consistent looks.
But you pretty much got Breece Hall locked in, and you got Saquon and Cooper Kupp, and then you're kind of filling it in from there.
Yeah. It's a little shuffleboard.
With some shit.
And that's kind of why we're down here at number 8. But up from number 11, hey, at 7, it is I Hate OBJ, putting up 126 last week. And I'm starting to figure it out, maybe. Probably not, but maybe.
Is he figuring it out, or did he just have a shit player go off for him?
You know, he might have a player go off or two, but.
he'll get David Montgomery back, though.
When?
I don't know that it'll be this week, but if not, it'll be soon.
Well, he got his first win without.
Yeah, he loses David Montgomery and has his best week by a lot.
Yeah.
What a guy.
So, I think you just keep him on the bench. here again at number 6, John Terrio. They have not moved in 2 weeks, I believe. But he gets the loss and still put up 103. Doing pretty good in terms of points scored this year. Not much to say about him.
Except for Jonathan Taylor.
League average. Yeah, we talked about him, but kind of a league average team right now, regardless of the names he has across his starting lineup.
Yeah.
I mean, his starting lineup, that stud lineup he's put together over the past 2 weeks has averaged 95 points. So,
Yeah.
Longcock Jordan Plant here at number 5, up from 8. So
above John.
3-game win streak for Longcock Jordan Plant. Even though they're only putting up, you know, they're benefiting from their matchups right now. 3-game win streak, 3-game win streak.
Hey, way to go, Seedrum, for being here.
Did he really get a win 2 weeks ago? He played you. That's how he got the fucking win 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he got
to play my 49-point week.
Yeah, so. Technically a 3-game win streak, but a questionable one.
Yeah, he won with 65.
Yeah, so he's actually fourth lowest team right now in terms of scoring in the last 3 weeks. But, you know, that gets the number 5 spot. Those wins. Wins are wins. That's all that really matters at the end of the day. Yeah. So up from number eight, or yeah, up from number eight, and we don't expect him to get any higher. Ah, you never know. He might catch another good game next week. Down from number one to number four, underdogs falling to the Arizona Canyon Lickers, and who covered? And
did they cover?
Probably.
Yeah, they covered.
All right. So he's still scoring really well. You know, these top four teams, it seems like we have a top four that's pretty clear. The teams that are getting wins, teams that are, like, definitely outscoring the rest.
Yeah, so with Tyree, it feels like he traded for Clyde, and I hated that. But Clyde just keeps putting up a bunch of points despite having the volume.
And Dalvin Cook keeps putting up a bunch of injuries.
Like, Clyde just keeps getting touchdowns, and that can't last forever. But he has Hopkins coming back, and who knows? Maybe he'll just be good.
Maybe. And these other teams, they all bump up one spot. They all get wins. So up from four to three, Process Trusters, three to two, Allentown 90 Boys, 2-1, Eric Gunner Canyon Lickers. All these teams are doing really well in terms of scoring. Only the Canyon Lickers have put up a game under 100 points recently. And yeah, it's just kind of a power. It's a loaded top four, with the underdogs, Process Dressers, Audi Boys, and Canyon Lickers.
I'm looking at Big Rick's team here. Did he just like decide to fuck with us and put all his bench in his starting spot?
He did that for the screenshot in the group, I think.
But it still looks like he has a good team.
Yeah, he did that to show that he has a better team than I do, even with his shit players.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Kind of true, though.
Yeah, well. All right, thoughts. You got anything cool you want to talk about?
Well, I was just thinking about the
original. Tell me about it.
Do you remember who you took first in your startup draft?
Yes.
Do you still have them? Do you think anyone still has their initial draft pick?
There's one. There is one I know about.
One person?
Justin Tucker on Tyree's team.
Wow, what a pick.
It's the only OG pick left. Drew Brees was up there for a while. But that is it. Yeah, until he retired. OBJ, Robbie had him all the way through retirement. So, kudos.
Nice.
Yeah, wait. Does Rick still have Keenan Allen?
I don't think so. I'm looking.
I think he does.
Yeah, he's in his IR.
Yep, that was a day one pick for that team, even though it wasn't Rig. But
oh yeah, was that Derek's team?
Yeah,
fucking Derek.
Yeah, that's the only picks that are remaining. So, Keenan Allen, Drew Brees through retirement, and Justin Tucker.
So, do you remember who your first pick was?
Yeah, even though I have the list up here, but it was Zeke, third overall.
I forget that. I think I took Amari Cooper. Am I right?
Yes, you did.
First ever pick for me.
Yeah. Do you remember what selection?
It was like late first round. I want to say like eight, maybe seven. Ah, fuck.
Here, wait. Let's do this. See if you can go 1 through 10. Start naming players from what year was this? 2017. Yeah.
Or like how the draft went?
Yeah, who was 101, 2017, Dynasty.
Oh, I'm going to say Le'Veon Bell.
It was.
Nice. All right. To the listeners, I swear I'm not looking. I have no idea. Two, I'm going to say Todd Gurley.
No. Fuck. Todd Gurley went 25 overall.
It must have been right before his breakout then.
Yeah, it was.
Was it David Johnson?
It was David Johnson.
Nice. And then I know you took Zeke because you just told me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, after this, I don't really know. And, Antonio Brown?
It is Antonio Brown.
Yes. People aren't going to believe that that's real.
Number five is going to be tough.
Then it's probably a running back that fizzled out.
No, it's a wide receiver. I'll give you that hint.
And it's tough. Not Julio Jones?
Nope.
DeAndre he was Hopkins?
Julio was a first-round pick, but that's a hint, that's another hint. Hopkins?
Yeah.
No. Hopkins went... Where is Hopkins? I don't even know where the fuck Hopkins is. Oh, he went 19 overall.
All right. This could easily be like a third-round pick, but I'm going to say Jordy Nelson.
No.
He ran only one.
Jordy Nelson went 11 overall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wasn't that far off.
Also, that's because Podolski didn't know that we were doing a dynasty treat league.
Yeah.
So here's another hint. You currently own this player.
Oh, fuck. It's not Mike Evans?
It is Mike Evans.
He went 5 overall.
Yeah.
I guess he was younger and...
I mean, he's still pretty young. He's 28, right?
Yeah, so he would have only been like 24 then. I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Number 6. This one makes a lot of sense for the time.
Oh, boy.
Also a wide receiver.
Wow. And I didn't already say him?
No.
I don't know. I give up.
There's a team named after him.
Oh, OBJ.
Yeah. 7.
I took Cooper.
8. You said his name earlier.
One of the running backs.
I don't know.
Was it Julio?
It is Julio.
Yeah.
9. 9 and 10, both running backs.
All right. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the running backs then.
They both play on the East Coast. Played on the East Coast at the time. One in the South, one in the North.
Okay.
One's in red, one's in blue.
Well, that made it harder. Because there's no red or blue teams in the AFC North. Just the North in general.
No, just the North in general, South in general.
I feel like these hints are just making it harder.
Well, what red teams do we have in the North and South on the East Coast?
I mean, Bills have red. The Patriots have red.
That's not their primary color.
I know, but I'm trying to... A team that has red in the North?
Or South on the East Coast.
Oh, or South. But it's in the AFC?
It's...
Did you say
just,
that?
Just a team.
Oh, the Falcons? Oh, it was the Falcons guy. God damn it. What's his name? Devontae Freeman.
It is Devontae Freeman 9. So there's your red team in the South. The next one's a blue team in the North.
Oh, my.
Which this is a tough one.
Okay. Northern
mainly
teams.
Mainly because it was a bad pick.
Yeah.
North teams, blue.
I can't even think of who the Bills had. They didn't have anyone good. Patriots.
Sure about that?
It couldn't have been a Patriots running back. Who the fuck? Oh. LeSean McCoy?
Yeah.
No shit. Why would anyone? The Bills, LeSean. Was it right after he left Philly? People thought
he was
going to be good.
He was in Buffalo, yeah. Anyway, so that's the recap. Team names include I Hate OBJ, Hanging with Hernandez, Iowa Wheat Farmers, Team Cormanic, Knocking on Evan's Doors, Crispy Kareem Donuts, Eskimo. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Reload Brothers. Team Williams. Process Trusters.
Look, there's just like some teams that didn't set their team name yet.
Yeah, actually, he was Team Marshall that first year. I think I adjusted to Process Trusters year two. There was 3 team and then just someone's last name. Y'all didn't take it seriously. And then Kung Su Panda.
Kung Su Panda. That was Podolski, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, listen to this. Fucking, you know, Zay Jones just got picked up again. He was drafted 12th round.
Wow.
11th round in our startup draft.
What a run he's having.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill, fourth round pick. Nice.
That was right after his rookie year. He hadn't done much yet.
Let's see if there's any like late round dudes that really really bopping off here. Oh, all these guys fucking up. Oh, Cooper Kupp, 149 overall.
Nice.
Nice.
Can you just tell me my draft real quick, or like the first six rounds? I bet my team looks really good after. I seriously think I took Joe Mixon and Dalvin Cook and Christian McCaffrey. And then traded them all.
7, Mark Cooper. 14, Jordan Howard.
Yeah, I knew I did that.
27, Joe Mixon. 34, Christian McCaffrey. 47, Andrew Luck. 54, Jarvis Landry. Emmanuel Sanders, Duke Johnson, Dante Moncrief, Tyler Eifert, Dak Prescott, 107, Jordan Matthews, Cameron Brate, John Brown, Jeremy Hill, Vikings defense, Mason Crosby, the Flying V, Will Fuller, Spencer Ware, and Tariq Cohen.
I thought I also took Dalvin Cook. I must have just traded for him soon after.
I think I took Dalvin Cook. How would my team fare nowadays? Zeke, T.Y., Aaron Rodgers, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, Michael Crabtree, Corey Davis, Pierre Garçon, Frank Gore, Jeremy Maclin, O.J. Howard, Mike Williams, Darren McFadden, Marvin Jones, Jason Witten, Julian Edelman, Marlon Mack, Joe Williams.
Well, your team would have three good players and then a bunch of trash, so it'd be about the same.
Four good players. Yeah.
I mean, you'd have Zeke, Dalvin Cook, and Derrick Henry.
I'm going to look real quick to see who would have the best team if they just kept everybody. It might be up there. That team is pretty good. It wouldn't be Podelsky. Here's Podelsky's draft. LeSean McCoy, Jordy Nelson, Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, Greg Olsen, Adrian Peterson, Mark Ingram, Cam Newton, Willie Snead, Doug Martin, Martellus Bennett, Samaje Perine, Kenny Stills, Ben Roethlisberger, Adam Vinatieri, Kenny Galladay.
So he has three active players. he could be starting Mark Ingram, Kenny Galladay, and Samaje Perine.
This team sucks. This team, yeah, you might be the best team. Nope, scratch that. It's John, as usual.
Naturally.
Is it John? Nope. It's all right. You gotta tell me if it's Robbie or if it's John here. That's the only people that have like probably a still starting lineup.
I mean, me and you both would have good running backs.
All right. So here's John, OBJ, Melvin Gordon, Kareem Hunt, Alvin Kamara. I'm just gonna name the important players. Like I guess they got Devontae Parker, Sammy Watkins, Alvin Kamara, Carson Wentz, Evan Ingram, Matt Stafford, Curtis Samuel. Yeah, that's John. I hate OBJ, Lev Bell, Leonard Fournette, Michael Thomas, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Kirk Cousins, Zay Jones. Chiefs defense, Patriots defense.
Mr. Biscuit. His receivers would be loaded.
Yeah, I think John take. You know, OBJ doesn't play. Melvin Gordon's old. Kareem Hunt second string. I give it to Robbie. Good job, Robbie.
Yeah, go Robbie. I mean, he has Hill and Diggs.
Hill, Diggs, Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
So really, the best teams just have three players.
Naturally.
No, Patrick Mahomes drafted 122 overall.
Hey, good for him.
Yeah. Anyway, did anybody fall asleep during that segment?
I know you did, Q.
Yeah, Q. Say it, Q. You dirty bastard. You're smiling. You smiling, Q.
Smile, Big Rig.
Smile, Sheetram.
Come on, Big Rig, smile.
Everybody's waiting. They're like, oh, are they going to say my name?
Oh.
Tyree's sitting there like, ah, oh, they just said it.
Oh. Daddy's like, fuck, I hate you guys.
He says, I'm turning this fucking thing off. Buttons is like, say my name, say my name.
Just say it once.
John's indifferent because he doesn't listen to the pod.
Robbie's like, oh shit, I wish I had my first round pick. So is Trevor.
Trevor's sitting there saying, man, I wish we really recorded that drunk pod at the wedding the other night.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe you guys didn't have that saved.
Did you hear the drunk podcast we put out in the middle of the summer?
Oh, no, that's what I'm talking about. You said you did one, and then you didn't have it when you looked for it.
Oh, no. No, not me and you.
Yeah, you and Trevor. Me and
Trevor. Yeah, it got posted. It was up for, like, a little bit. Wait, and then
oh, yeah, I did listen to that.
And I deleted it. I was like, that's bad. I was like, I don't want that on the internet. I don't care about the rest of these. That one, I was like, eesh.
Eesh.
Anywho. Hey, let's talk about these matchups real quick before my phone dies.
Yeah, let's do the matchups.
All right, let's talk about these matchups.
Let's hit the matchups.
You ready to talk about the matchups?
The Week 5 matchups?
The Week 5 matchups.
Ooh, it's me and you. Let's do that one first.
Ooh. Or should we save that one for last?
All right, let's save it for last.
Yeah. Or we can talk about it first. No, let's do it last. We'll save it last, yeah.
Should we do it right in the middle?
Fuck, no.
No, let's do it last.
I've heard some bad ideas. Like the time I proposed to allow people to substitute players if their guy gets hurt in the first quarter. But, anywho. Audi Boys playing the Juntarios Sawbears. And Audi Boys – oh, wait. You want to take it over?
It's like for all you people out there in betting states, the Audi Boys are favored -1.5 over Juntarios stack team.
Ouch. That hurts.
And Jonathan Taylor might not play, which would be a huge change.
And 15.3 is way too much for him.
Yes, it really is.
But right now, it looks like the Audi Boys are favored at quarterback, RB2, wide receiver 1, tight end, and kicker.
Yeah.
How fun. Herbert against Derek Carr. We love Herbert there. Zeke versus Calf. Dude, honestly,
it's close.
Calf playing in San Francisco, Zeke playing the Rams. I'm going to take Zeke.
Yeah, and that San Francisco's D-line is unreal.
And Baker's basically going to get his fucking shit pushed in. So maybe he just dumps it off real quick to Calf, like, for 20 receptions.
Yeah, but
that's the only way Calf outscores him.
Yeah, but then we got Derrick Henry against JT, who might not even play.
Is Calf not good?
I mean, Calf's good. The team's terrible.
Yeah, but is Calf not good? Like, he's always been fantasy dependent on just getting a ton of receptions. Him as a running back just isn't that good.
Yeah, he's still always been really efficient, too. But I don't know if he's that efficient now.
Maybe. I guess for the Jonathan Taylor case study, it kind of depends on your line a little bit.
Yeah.
That's why I always appreciate Saquon Barkley. He was good even with the shitty offensive lines in football.
Their line's still not good.
And he's balling out.
Yeah, he's really fucking good.
Anywho.
But, I mean, Derrick Henry's definitely better than Jonathan Taylor, even if JT does play.
Yeah, well, it's a Thursday night game, so I don't know if they'll risk it. Frank Reich's playing for his job, though, so.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill versus Debo. They're both going to torch each respective defense there.
Yeah, it's kind of a toss-up. Either one could just go off, but I'd probably put my money on Tyreek.
Now, interesting here. So Arizona's defense sucks. Devonta Smith playing against them. Kind of interesting.
Kind of, but it's Chase still has a huge edge here. Chase is a superstar, and
Baltimore. He does have a huge edge.
And Baltimore's defense is not that good.
Yeah. Anywho, Kelsey versus Waller. Give me Kelsey. Cooper versus Aaron Jones. Give me Aaron Jones. But I don't think it's enough to push John Terry over the top. So, Audi Boys, cover.
Yeah, especially because of the JT unknown, it's definitely give me the Audi Boys to cover.
Yep. Is there any questionable benches right now? Not really. It looks like they're standard lineups. So nothing they can really do. They're both weak bench teams, so this is like what they're working with.
Who does John throw in if JT doesn't play?
Move Aaron Jones up, put in Brandon Cooks or Dotson. Well, Dotson's hurt, so yeah, put in Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, it's just Brandon Cooks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, which probably, honestly, a better move, like, even if JT plays.
Yeah, I don't know. If JT plays, you kind of have to put him in, I think.
Nah.
I don't know.
I'm just glass, like, all the way empty kind of Colts fan right now, so.
I'm kind of with you there.
Oh shit! Look, Arizona Canyon Lickers playing all their bench players and still projected to well, take it over.
Well, actually, they are. We have the Mississippi Meat Hooks here, favored by minus half a point over Arizona.
For what are you looking at?
The projections.
No. Arizona projected by 0.1.
Oh yeah. My bad.
God damn. Do we need to hire a new betting analyst?
I guess we do. Arizona favored by minus half a point over Trevor here.
Is it possible to not cover? Or I guess they could do it by 0.4 or 0.04.
It's like we established before. We just go to half no matter what.
Anyway. Yeah, so in this one, Lamar Jackson's going to murder the freaking Bengals. Miles Sanders against Arizona should be another slaughter fest. Cortland Sutton against the Colts should be another fucking great game for him. Is Cam Akers like even good? Is he playing now or no?
He is getting more touches.
He got 8 last week.
I actually never saw the actual breakdown. I think Henderson might have got more touches, but it's a split. It's a timeshare.
Yeah. So hot hand. We don't love that. I don't really want to like dive too deep into Riggs lineup right now because I know it's going to change.
I mean, if we talk about what he's actually going to do, he's going to have Damian Pierce, Jalen Waddle, Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson, and he's going to murder Trevor. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, Trevor losing Javonte Williams, replacing him right now with J.D. McKissick. Maybe he needs to make a trade. If anyone wants to unload a running back, Trevor might have something for you, maybe. I don't know.
That's a thing, though. It's like, what are you going to get from him?
I don't know. Trevor don't have a first-round pick, so.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, it makes no sense for him to try to sell Javonte for future, like, for value now, so.
It might. I mean, Trevor's actually having like a decent. I mean, he's 2-2, or I guess he's 1-3. But
yeah, he can't do something to try to help him this year. But he could sell off Alan Lazard, maybe get something there.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it doesn't make sense for him to give up on Garrett Wilson right now.
No, that's just like he's waiting for his young players to develop because this season's a wash for him.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess.
Like, he should maybe try to trade Alan Lazard for some draft capital. I don't know.
Yeah, I think regardless of what Trevor's lineup does, how it shifts around, it's going to be a slaughter fest in this fucking game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watch Jeffrey Dahmer?
No. I saw it on the thing. I turned it on, watched the first minute of it, and realized it wasn't a documentary. It was like a reenactment, like a acting. And I was just like, I might watch it still, but I'm not as interested. I was in like a documentary mood.
A reenactment, like acting.
Yeah. How do you say it?
That's how you say it. Like a acting. That's exactly it. Yeah. So whatever happens in that acting, that's what's going to happen. Arizona is Jeffrey Dahmer this week, week 5.
And Trevor is a conglomeration of all his victims.
What Cheechan put on the internet the other day? CDC says handshakes are no longer allowed. Jeffrey Dahmer. Fuck.
Shout out to Cheechan's Instagram storyline. It's always gold.
Always gold. And I appreciate that he keeps it different from his Snap Story memes.
Yeah. I never really watch Snap Stories. So. And I don't really watch Instagram stories either, but his is always right there at the front because I always watch them.
Yeah, I guess he has different audiences. I don't know.
Anyways. I mean, Sheetram's Instagram stories is my go-to shitter material.
Well, speaking of shitter material, Sheetram is going to get smoked this week by the underdogs.
I think you just found the name of the pod.
I did find the name of the pod. That's the first thing I thought.
And for all you All you bettors out there in legal betting states. Tyree is favored 23.5 points over Seashore's Cedar Material team this week.
Well, he has Trevor Lawrence, Tony Pollard. He hasn't adjusted his lineup yet, so. Did you just squeak?
I think so. Speaking of Shredder material, he has Kenny Pickett on his team.
Nice.
So he's going to actually put J.K. Dobbins and Joe Mixon in now, we assume, maybe?
I don't know. If he doesn't this week, I might have to call for a tank job.
But he's 3-1.
That's also true. Anyway, I mean, like, I don't know. Tony Pollard over, like, any of these guys? Like,
I mean, it's got to be Joe Mixon locked in there. And then you kind of have to keep starting Najee. And even though Rashad Penny went off, I would still start J.K. Dobbins over him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pulling up the research tab right now. Tony Pollard's playing against the best team against running backs right now. Meanwhile, Joe Mixon's playing against a mid-tier defense. J.K. Dobbins playing against a tough defense. Kenny Pickett's going to get his shit pushed in. Trevor Lawrence might too, but...
No, Trevor Lawrence is good.
Yeah, but he's playing against
the Texans.
Who are pretty good at against fantasy quarterbacks this season.
Probably only because they've played terrible ones.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to argue that. So, yeah, this game, blowout. So, Tyree, Patrick Mahomes, Nick Chubb, CEH. CEH, where's he rank on the year? RB4. I mean,
he does rank RB4, but he's, like, doing it with no rushing ball. Like, he actually put up 92 yards rushing this week, but that game was weird. That was a blowout from the beginning that went crazy.
Hey, kudos to
But, like,
to
dude, I just see Clyde just randomly start putting up duds.
Well, for now, he's not. So, like, shout out to Rig for drafting him over Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
That was some mad foresight.
For sure.
Though, not kudos to him for drafting Darius Geis over Nick Chubb. But
over Rashad Penny.
Over Calvin Ridley. Cortland Sutton. DJ Moore.
Or any other living being.
Yeah, it's a real shame that he took Darius Geis ahead of Breece Hall, but it is what it is.
Hey, Tyree also has Tennessee's number one wide receiver now that Tubby Tuke's out.
Who?
Robert Woods.
Oh, Tubby Tuke's out? Did he get too fat? He's in the fucking hospital getting lipo?
Yeah, he's actually – I don't think they put him on IR yet, but they said he's actually so fat that they're probably going to have to put him on IR for 6 weeks.
I put him on IR, but he won't fit.
We're trying to make room for him. Anyway,
They did call it the injury reserve before, but now it's just IR because he ate the rest of the letters on his way there. Fat jokes rehashed.
So give me Tyree.
Your Tubby Tuke's so fat. I don't know. Actually, I don't remember any jokes.
Your Tuke's so tubby.
Yeah.
So give me Tyree.
All right.
I don't know if I can take him to cover. I'm gonna say Clyde puts up a dud and Cheatham covers.
I think he covers.
Well, no, because 23.5.
No, Cheatham hasn't adjusted his lineup yet, so Cheatham is gonna get a cover.
Backdoor cover for Seatrum.
Next up, I hate OBJ. Oh, speaking of backdoor covers, me and Cheatrum were texting about pegging this week.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd that go?
Oh, you know, liberals, dude.
See, I have a strict two knuckle rule.
If she can't fit two knuckles up there, then don't do it.
No, you can go to the second knuckle.
On yourself or somebody else?
No, like if someone wants to put their finger up my butt randomly without in the middle of
coitus. Oh, I was thinking double knuckle, like two fingers.
No, like one finger, two knuckles deep.
How deep is that?
Look at your finger.
I got tiny hands, dude.
Like, it's like an inch and a half.
How would you feel about that dude with a strong hand on Scary Movie doing it?
Oh, no, I don't know. It'd be corkscrewy. Or, like, if Tua tried to do it.
My germs. Anyway.
All right, so we're taking Tyree. Yep.
Next up, Sacramento versus I Hate OBJ.
Didn't they just play?
No.
What a wild twist. Yeah.
Who?
Robbie just kicked the shit out of Q. We got a rematch.
Oh, double week rematch.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got the Q revenge game here.
Well, Q is not
for
much take.
For all you people in legal betting states, we got Robbie's favored by -8.
Damn. We had a little hot Tom Brady versus Joe Burrow action this week. Tom Brady playing against Atlanta, but Tom Brady kind of fucking sucks, so who knows what's happening there.
I don't know. Tom Brady might be back. He has his receivers now, so.
Tom Brady's not back.
Tom Brady's good.
He had one good week.
He still looks really good. His receivers were all hurt early on.
Yeah, it's because he got plastic surgery.
No, he just lost weight.
He didn't have any weight to lose.
He did lose weight. He even said it in an interview. He's like, yeah, I lost a little bit of weight this offseason.
Yeah, I can say I lost weight in an interview, too. It doesn't mean I fucking lost anything. I had Burger King today, dude. Anyway.
Anyway, both these quarterbacks in good matchups should both do fine.
It's just when I look at Q's running back situation, it's like, I don't know how I feel about any of these guys. When I look at Robbie's, I feel the same way, but a little bit better about it.
Yeah, Robbie's running backs are definitely better.
Yeah, Q has the advantage on wide receivers because Robbie's are so inconsistent.
And also with David Montgomery, he's still probably going to come down to the wire whether or not he plays. But if he does play, it's definitely going to be limited work. So I don't know if he can even start David Montgomery if he is healthy.
And if he moves down to the bench, then up bumps. Oof. Michael Gallup, I guess?
Yeah, probably.
Or Deontay Johnson, I guess. Against Pittsburgh or Buffalo? Probably not. I don't know if he plays him. Potentially Brian Robinson.
No, you can't just start him first week.
Well, you can.
No. I would start Michael Gallup or Dick Hans, but
it's not like he's gonna come out gun shy or anything. He'll fucking go right to his work.
Got him.
Anywho,
but Robbie also has DJ Moore in his lineup.
Yeah, that's not great. I feel the same way about Gibby being in Sacramento's lineup.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to it, Q just has a little bit more question marks.
Yeah, I am going to take Robbie in this one, and I'm going to take Q to cover.
I think I'm just going to take Robbie to cover, but go Q. Help me get that top pick.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Next matchup, we got uh-oh. Say the line.
Bless you.
No, the other one on the pod.
Pineapple.
Oh. You ruined the sneeze. All right, we got Rector Murray with the process
trust. That was the point. Raiders process trusters.
Yep.
For all you bettors out there betting legally. We have.
God, sorry. I apologize, everybody, if the sniffles that I've had all day fucking ruined this pod for you.
So they got buttons -30.5. And is that high enough?
Holy
fuck. For the Rectum Raiders.
Dude, I'm going to take buttons to cover.
I think I am too.
Easily. I think I would take buttons plus. Here, wait. Let's see what our plus minus is going to be. Would you take buttons at plus 40?
Minus 40, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
will.
That'd be close.
Plus 45.
No.
I'll take that. All right, we'll see how we do.
Daddy has the protection advantage at defense and kicker.
Who gives a fuck? The rest of the team's dog shit.
That's the only one that's even close.
Yeah, I'm taking I'll take Buttons -45 to cover.
Yeah, I mean it's still pretty likely.
I think that Breckenberry's going to put up about 70 points, and so, Buttons going to put up about. I think, dude, 60 plus 60, he might. I mean, I'll take 45, but I think he might beat him by 60.
Well, let's look here. We got Jalen Hurts against Carson Wentz. Austin Eckler against Chase Edmonds. Alvin Kamara against
Dalvin Cook. Chase Edmonds, Austin Eckler one. Don't rule out Austin Eckler losing that battle.
Yeah, but.
Let me actually see here. Everyone's been saying that Austin Eckler is shit this year in fantasy. I'm looking at his stats now.
Eckler just went off for like 30.
He gets enough receptions every game. He puts up 10 a game. So, like, I don't know what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
He's RB5 on the year. He's fine.
Daddy has Dalvin Cook against Alvin Kamara, which he might have that one. But then we got A.J. Brown against Drake London. We got Devonta Adams against Curtis Samuel. T.J. Hockenson against Dalton Schultz, which Hockenson could just be terrible again. Then CeeDee Lamb against George Pickens. So Daddy could win a couple of these.
I mean, T.J. Hockenson's terrible is still 5 points.
Yeah.
It's also his median.
So Buttons by a lot.
Yeah. Like I said, by 60, but, you know, you never know.
Yeah. All right, here we go next.
That was a good one.
I'm proud of you.
How loud is that coming through?
Pretty loud.
Fuck. I wonder if I have COVID.
You might.
Fuck, that'd be cool.
Have you had it yet?
A long time ago.
Did you have the OG COVID?
Delta.
I just had the OG and then whatever the one 2 months ago was.
I didn't really have one 2 months ago.
Oh, we had one.
I stay out of the news.
Everyone around State College pretty much had it.
That's nice. That must be when my sister got it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Before we talk about this final matchup, I need to talk to everybody about On nicotine pouches. Warning, On contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. 20 nicotine pouches per can. It comes in 2, 4, 6 milligram cans. Visit On at www.onnicotine.com. Tobacco-leaf free nicotine pouches. All you do is place a pouch under your upper lip. Enjoy for up to 20 minutes. On nicotine, one nicotine pouch contains approximately 4 milligrams of nicotine. At time of manufacture, On pouches contain nicotine derived from tobacco manufactured by Helix Innovation Company, LLC, Richmond, Virginia, 23230. Customer service, 1-833-ON-POUCH, 1-833-667-6824. Sale only allowed in the United States, patent number 91619168. Keep out of the reach of children, underage sale prohibited. Fuck. On, anytime, anywhere. Sick.
So how did they get 26 pouches into that little can?
No, they get 20. Did you not listen to the ad read?
I thought you said they got 26 in there.
No. Maybe I did.
Did you not read the ad read?
I hate On, dude. Fuck. So, I guess I can't say that about our sponsor.
Have well, you had, the read's over.
Have you had On?
No.
Yeah, it's like the least flavorful. It lasts the least amount of time, and they fall apart like in your mouth.
You said whenever like, up to 20 minutes. Man, that seems like not very much time at all.
It's not very much time.
And I leave one in for like an hour.
It turns into like mush.
Oh, that turns me right off.
Rogue is top tier. Zen is number two.
Yeah.
Number three is probably Velo. Four is On. But On's the cheapest. You can get 3 for $5. So it's 60 pouches for $5.
Well, yeah.
Pretty much. Once that special went away and it went back to being $6, I was like, fuck that company.
I am no longer On.
No, but the back of the can has a little disposable trash bin for you, so it's kind of cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Fuck them, though. Ottawa, Iowa. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. For all you legal bettors out there, Iowa Wheat Farmers are favored by 7.5 points over the Best Bros.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Is this your actual lineup?
I was just looking at that. I haven't adjusted it. Khalil Herbert's going to be tough. It's going to come down to that Montgomery situation. But then I got Jeff Wilson or A.J. Dillon instead. And do I put Mike Williams in? But probably not because Chris Olave season.
I would.
So it's really just maybe Jeff Wilson over Khalil Herbert.
Kareem Hunt over Khalil Herbert, in my opinion.
I'm
not going to give you lineup decisions. Hold on.
Just because Khalil Herbert's projection is based on if Montgomery plays.
Let's see if we can agree here without going just based off the projections. Kyler Murray, Philadelphia, Matt Stafford, Dallas.
Well, here, I'm putting Jeff Wilson in.
Let me refresh. God damn it. Did you put him in?
Yes.
All right.
I got to redo the betting line. Hold on.
All right.
All right, reintroduce the matchup.
Something about on trash can in the back. You said that's cool, and I said, all right, time to get into this final matchup here. The Iowa Wheat Farmers versus the Ottawa Best Bros. How you doing, bud?
All right, so for all you legal bettors, the Wheat Farmers here are favored by 3.5 points this week over the Best Bros.
Hey, instead of sticking on script, how you doing, bud?
I'm pretty good, bud. How are you?
You just blew right past my fucking greeting there. Goddamn. Anywho, I'm surprised I'm favored. What is your record? Are you 2-2?
I'm 2-2, yes.
I'm 2-2. So this is an exciting matchup for us.
The battle of the 2-2s.
Yeah, this kind of dictates how our season's going to go for the rest of the fucking year. Yeah, maybe not, but I am
it's a big week. It's a big week for both of us.
I see something happening that is going to outperform a projection that I'm scared of, but we'll get into that. Right now, just going through lineups, Kyler Murray versus Matt Stafford. Who you got there? Kyler Murray playing Philly, Matt Stafford, Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, Philly is a tough matchup.
Obviously,
Kyler. But so is Dallas, to be honest. So give me Kyler
Let's talk. Let's talk about the ones that aren't super lopsided like that. Raheem Mostert versus Jeff Wilson. What do you think there? Raheem Mostert got the Jets and is like a timeshare back. Jeff Wilson.
I'll say, well, you're jumping down to your flex, though.
Yeah, well, it's just more comparable.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. I still don't trust Miami's timeshare. I don't really know what they're doing there. But it is the Jets, and Mostert got more touches the last 2 weeks, right?
Quite a bit more.
But he still hasn't even busted 10 points.
I'm pretty sure he did a big run last week, so that's where like majority of his points came from. But like I said, I didn't watch the games last week. I was 15 for 69, which is good.
But also, it's Jeff Wilson who is the clear starter on that team, on a team that's running the ball much better against Carolina. So give me Jeff Wilson.
Saquon, James Robinson. That's a good matchup right there. James Robinson is RB12 on the year. Saquon is RB2 on the year.
Yeah. I mean, Saquon's definitely better. Because Saquon just seems like he can't be stopped. But James Robinson has Houston, and Barkley has the Packers.
That's what I'm saying. This is the one I said I was scared about, James Robinson playing Houston. That might be
yeah, – he could go off.
Yeah. Saquon probably is standard 15-plus. James Robinson might have to work for his, but
– yeah, but the Packers there have the potential to kind of shut him down.
Yeah.
At least hold him in pretty well in check.
Yeah. But their run defense has never been their strong point. So it's just whenever they're winning by a lot, are they going to really feed Saquon?
Yeah.
So what do we got for, I guess,
well, receivers?
Kupp versus Evans? That's probably your best receiver, right?
Yeah, I guess. Since we dipped into your flex, must do that now, huh?
Yeah, well, the only reason that was by.
Regardless, Kupp's. Cup's the top receiver play, period. So he's the wide receiver one. No one's better than him in a matchup.
Bateman versus T. Higgins or Olave. Give me both your guys in that one.
Yeah. And I'm not even sure Bateman's going to play.
Breece Hall. We didn't talk about him. Breece Hall straight up against
T. Higgins. Give me T. Higgins over Breece Hall. T. Higgins is playing Baltimore. He could easily go off.
I like Breece Hall, dude. Anyway, yeah, I'll probably take T. Higgins there. And honestly, I ain't going to lie here. Kyle Pitts' projection seems a little bit high at 8.5, and Tyler Conklin seems a little bit low at 7.1.
I have no idea what Tyler Conklin's even done.
What? He's like the fantasy surprise of the year, dude.
He's tight end 9.
9.6, 7.0, 12.4, 6.7. Outscored Kyle Pitts every week except week 3.
Yeah, he's definitely been better than Kyle Pitts so far, but I'm still betting on Kyle Pitts to be involved more. He's got to be, right? He's too good.
I guess.
Like, I have to just kind of like hold on to the reins with Kyle Pitts.
I would say Tyler Conklin's going to outscore him this week, even though the projections don't say that.
Yeah, but like, give me Pitts.
Defense and kicker. Give me my defense. Give me your kicker.
Yeah, and I haven't even looked at that. Who knows if I'll keep rolling with the Chargers.
Speaking of defenses, this is the first time I ever done this in this league. I'm rostering 2.
Wow, you crazy. And just one because, of them's really bad.
Just because of some lucrative matchups down the line.
Yeah. I mean, it's always smart to start doing that.
Yeah, I picked up the Packers last week, and they got, over the next couple weeks, the Giants, Jets, Commanders, and then they transition into Buffalo and Detroit, at which point I have the Patriots playing the Jets, the Colts, the Jets, Vikings. So I like that.
We like that.
Anyhow.
That's why I picked up the Chargers whenever they were playing the Chiefs, because I thought they were really good, and then they had a bunch of bad matchups coming up. Turns out they're not even good in the bad matchups.
Yeah, so I guess we both have questions in terms of who are what you're going to do with Jeff Wilson, if you're going to play him, and if I'm going to be playing Raheem Mostert or Rashad Bateman. So this line is currently 3.5 favoring Iowa, but subject to change, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to take me to cover and win.
And I'm definitely going to take me.
That's what happens when you win as an underdog. You cover.
I'll take you to cover and win.
You're taking me?
Jinxed it.
Jinxed it. It's fine.
Oh, wait. Is it a jinx if I say it out loud?
I don't know. I don't do jinxes. I'm anti-jinx.
All right. I take me to cover and win.
Nice. This is a big week for both of us. The winner of this matchup will be kind of at the bottom end of the higher tier of the rankings, and the loser will be in the lower tier.
Yeah, I guess we didn't really talk about that in the other matchups, so let's go through that real quick before we close this bad bitch out. So, Audi Boys versus John Terrio. That's kind of big. I mean, John is looking to get another win, but I don't know if he's going to in this one.
Yeah, John needs a win here to get to 3-2.
Yeah, Aragon and the Meat Hooks, they...
And Jake can kind of separate himself with a win.
Yeah, so that's like a...
John kind of needs this to get back. Not like he's going to be out of it or anything, but...
Yeah, so that's actually a big matchup there. Meat Hooks versus Canyon Lickers, not a big matchup. Just another team staying undefeated.
Yeah.
Longhawks, Philly underdogs. This could be embarrassing for Philly if they were number one last week and they lose to Longhawks, who would go on a 4-game win streak.
Yeah, it'd be wild if Sheetrim could keep this going.
Yeah. Sacramento versus Ohio OBJ.
It's a big rematch. Rematch of the shitty teams.
Yeah, it's a rematch, and currently both teams combined for one win. So,
yeah, I mean, Robbie can get a win here to kind of keep himself out of the basement dwellers, but if he loses, he's thoroughly in them.
Yeah. So it kind of sucks that I could be tied with – one of us could be tied with Robbie.
Yes.
Going into next week. We have the Raiders versus Process Dressers, and it's similar to the Meat Hooks, Canyon Lickers. Nothing crazy there. So yeah. We're about split half and half on decent matchups this week. That's fun.
Yeah, but me and you, it's a big one. We're both thoroughly in the middle right now.
Are we the – I guess between us and then John and Audi Boys, that's the – what would you call it? The – playoff, potential playoff teams that have decisive matchups.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that word, decisive?
Yeah, decidedly so.
Oh, good one.
Thanks.
Anywho, let's talk about some rookies. If you want to talk about some rookies, close this thing out.
Let's talk about rookies.
All right.
I'm just going to put my phone down.
Why?
Maybe I should just guess because I'm going to guess.
Oh, nice. Season. Boom. All right. No, not a projection, you fucker. Stats.
The problem is I wasn't super up on what was happening this week.
Me neither.
So I don't know what really changed.
But we have a new number one because somebody went off.
Oh, fuck. Did Chris Olave get up there?
It is not Chris Olave.
But who went off?
Dameon Pierce went off. 22 points last week. Yes. Number one player on the number one rookie right now in terms of points.
People forget that Big Rig drafted him at 202.
Nobody forgot. Big Rig reminds us all the time.
I did that for Big Rig. I did that for you.
Number two.
I don't even know if I should even bother guessing this week because I don't know what happened. I'm going to say Chris Olave, though.
It is Chris Olave, though.
Just like, people forget that I drafted him at 106, I think. 105. 105.
Everyone gave you shit for that, honestly.
It did. He's the best receiver now.
Damn.
Remember when I said he was going to be the best receiver in this class?
Number three kind of surprised me. I mean, not do you, really. Like.
Do you not remember?
Like, I remember.
Okay.
Number three is a little surprising just because I haven't like heard huge games from this guy. I guess he has been doing good. Yeah. He had one big game.
Is it Garrett Wilson?
It is Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I mean he was up to one last week, right?
No, I think he was number two. Number four, surprising he's not higher than some of these guys just because he's consistently been good.
Breece Hall?
No. Jahan Dotson.
Yeah, but he did nothing this week, right?
He had a touchdown.
Oh.
Yeah, he had a decent week. It was last week he didn't do anything. After that, another guy that's been living up to the hype.
Breece Hall?
Nope.
I really thought Breece Hall would be higher.
He's not.
I don't know.
Now, well, get this. The difference between Breece and number one, Dameon Williams, in terms of points on the season, is 4 points.
So they're all, like, just right there.
Yeah. But five is Drake London. Six is Breece Hall.
Nice.
And that's
These are kind of the top six that matter, right?
Yeah, that's like the tier. They're all within 4 points of each other. Then we drop down a little bit to number seven.
I mean, Romeo Doubs should be getting up there.
It is Romeo Doubs.
People forget that I picked him up in free agency.
Nice. Proud of you. Number eight, everyone's favorite player.
W2.
No. Cade York.
Cade York.
Yeah, number eight on the season still. He's sticking in the top 10, barely, but he's sticking in.
He's hanging on for daddy.
Yeah. Another one hanging on for daddy. Number nine.
George Pickens. He might be like just taking over.
NFL young boy. He's especially whenever Pickett's in there. Pickett the Pickens? Sounds great.
Like how long until he's just their number one target?
Last week.
No, I mean Pickens is still getting more targets, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't think.
But yeah, he's their best receiver.
Yeah. So Pickens number nine, number 10.
I don't know.
Also, we've been slowly like dropping tiers. This person has 19 points on the season.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter anymore.
But you did say his name.
Did I?
Yep.
I don't know.
Tubby.
Oh, top. I keep thinking that we already said people.
Running out the last of the top 20, Jelani Woods, Isaiah Pacheco, Daniel Bellinger, Alec Pierce, Tyler Algier, Christian Watson, Xander Horvath. Oh man, he's dropping down. He was in the top 10 last week. Rashad Penny. Rashad White. I'm on autopilot. Number 19, Chigozie Okonkwo.
Okay, bless you.
Tight end.
The Titans.
Kenny Pickett now number 20. Kenny Pickett's starting now. He's going to shoot way up these rankings and be number one soon.
Yeah, there's still some decent names in there that might be good.
Yeah, most underwhelming people. James Cook was a first-round pick, 8.5 points.
All right, so is there still a chance that James Cook just ends up taking the job at some point this year, though?
No.
You don't think?
No. Tyrion Davis-Price, 3 points on the season.
He's also been hurt, but...
Wandale Robinson, 1 point on the year.
What a loser.
Is that it in terms of decent players? Jameson Williams sucks, dude. 0 points so far.
Dude, yeah, he's a fucking bust.
Bust.
Remember when Trevor traded his first round future first for him?
Bust alert. Yeah, really, it's just Sky Moore kind of sucks. James Cook kind of sucks. And yes. Isaiah Spiller sucks.
Yeah, I mean, Isaiah Spiller's whatever. It was out on him forever ago. But it's sad on Sky Moore. Sky Moore did start to get some work this week, though. He was actually in the offense.
Hey, let's see what a
couple of catches.
This week coming up, let's see what we get from Kenny Pickett shooting up these rankings and Brian Robinson starting to get some points.
Yeah, but I can't imagine he's going to, even if he plays this week, what's he going to do?
So much.
He'll get like 2 carries.
He's going to shoot out from the fucking backfield like a speeding bullet, dude.
Oh, I missed the first one. I'm sad about it. First you one. Got me. The shot, the first shot, I missed it.
Well, first shot didn't miss him. On that note, let's make like a gun and click-a-doo.